Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. Good morning to you, Sandy Waters. We're broadcasting here at the High Falls Studios and out of your home, which is nice.
Yes, that's right. And an hour from now, just wanted to give you guys the heads up, Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Hochul will be on with us. We're going to ask her, inevitably, are we going to have to deal with a tax increase because of all the money New York State is spending? And when will schools, when would they make a decision on schools in the school year?
You're right, if the school year is done or not, right?
Yeah, that'll be at 8:30.
Right now I've got on Chris Fox from RP Fetter. It's a corporation in Rochester. You may have seen, you know, we've driven by your building and we've seen that name before, but we don't quite know what you do. But all I know, Chris, you guys are doing some good stuff. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You were brought to my attention from a listener who reached out and said you guys are doing some cool things. First of all, what does RP Fetter do? What do you guys manufacture?
So RP Fetter is a business, been in Rochester about 60 years.
We're the
biggest supplier of air filters and clean rooms and the like in the Rochester area. We supply pretty much every school, hospital, manufacturer, university, food and beverage manufacturer, bioscience company with filters. And then we also make filters for critical functions like in medical products, power generation, medical research, things like that.
So I heard you decided to help out the community a little bit.
We did. So U of R is one of our biggest customers, and we're closely ingrained there. And the Friends of U of R, Friends of Strong, rather, last week started working diligently to provide masks to medical staff. There's a group you've probably heard of that was in paper and stuff called So Creative out of Fairport.
That's the rockcovid19masks.org, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Dr. Nick Naka was instrumental in that. So they were actually making their masks, going to the hardware store, pulling apart, you know, old or new, pulling apart furnace filters and vacuum filters and whatever they could to get the filter media for those masks. And that's besides takes a lot of time and energy. It's not necessary. You could cut yourself.
They're sharp. Yeah, there's a metal grate in there.
So we provided them with basically rolls of filter material, high efficiency filter material that they could just cut to shape and integrate right into their mask,
so
they
could
save all that time and energy and their fingers.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Now, as a company, and every company, I don't think there is a company that's not been financially impacted by this. Is it hard for you to make the call of, okay, well, we're going to have to give up some money just so we can help out? I mean, how is your company doing?
So, you know, we've got parts of the business are shut down. So obviously schools are closed and a lot of businesses are closed. So they're the stuff that they would normally be taking, they're not.
Yeah.
But other parts of our business are actually we're running flat out. We make filters into medical products. We make filters for, as a matter of fact, we just got a call from the Army. They're asking us to look into designing and manufacturing some special HEPA fan units to create negative pressure for isolation pods.
So
it's funny, you know, the one part of our business is pretty much shut down, yet another part of our business is we're running flat out. Our people are literally working 12-hour days and weekends trying to get these filters out. I mean, you know, ventilators need filters. And
sure.
Medical products need filters, and the hospital ORs need filters, and so it's a best of times and worst of times, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Well, I got to give you even more credit then, because you need that material to keep up with the demand that's been placed on you, yet you're donating it. So you guys are incredible. And I love, love, love hearing stories like that.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting calls from all over around the country, actually. Lots of groups similar to So Creative that are trying to play a part.
Yeah.
We can't donate material to all of them, but what we are doing is providing them knowledge about the filtration material they might have access to, help them understand what they're working with, point them to sources where they might be able to buy direct, and do what we can to just kind of help everybody else play the part they'd like to play.
Chris Fox, RP Fetter, located right on Driving Park Avenue B in Rochester. Can I ask you a question? You may not be able to answer this, but you know how the CDC has said, yeah, you could go ahead and wear a mask if you're, you know, a person that's not in healthcare. If you go out, it's probably a good idea. And you can make your own. Just don't use the ones that the hospitals need. What is the best material? You tell me if this is true or false. You take two pieces of material for your front of the mask, and in between, you can insert a piece of paper towel. Does that help?
So, you know, look, the face masks that they're asking the population to wear in general are really designed to help, help prevent droplets from spreading.
Okay.
So, you know, cloths and paper towels and the like, I mean, I'm not going to obviously just debate with the CDC.
Right.
So I think it plays that role.
You don't want to take on that challenge?
Yeah, right.
Right. That the filtration material that we're providing is intended to provide some inbound protection, too.
Ah.
So, you know, if we can get a high-efficiency filter material in there, you know, for most people, I don't think it's needed. Mm-hmm. For folks that are in environments where they might be, you know, let's just say there's more people around,
mm-hmm.
And they might not be able to practice social distancing as much. If nothing else, I'll say this: if nothing else, wearing a face mask causes people to change their behaviors with respect to touching their face.
You know, it's funny. I went to the gas station. I was telling Sandy earlier. I went to the gas station this weekend because I went home. I pulled it out. I pulled out the material. I made a mask or two.
He pulled out his sewing machine.
Pulled out my mom's sewing machine.
Cute.
And put it together.
Good for you.
And I wrapped it around. It was black material. I wrapped it around my head and went in to pay for gas. And dude looked at me like, oh. He immediately,
you know, I get it. I'll tell you, it's funny. We've been donating material to people who make masks. We're now at the point where, you know, we have about 40 people here working in the factory and in the office building, and we want to get everybody into masks.
Mm-hmm.
For all the same reasons. So ironically enough, we're a net buyer of masks this week, trying to find masks for our folks.
Trying to make it, I understand.
Is there anything that we, the public, can do to help you in your efforts and mission?
You know, I think I will say that you know, folks really probably do more to help the folks like that's so creative and others who are on the ground making these masks. They are labor intensive, as mm-hmm. you must have found out trying to make your own.
Yeah, it took me 4 hours to make the.
You know, we're not. Nobody's out there making tens of thousands of these a day. Mm-hmm. You know, in these home factories, they're making dozens or, you know, 100 a day would be mm-hmm. a lot. So
right,
that shipping in there. I as we go forward, we think the next big wave of product shortages, if you will, is going to be in the air purification space. We're, mm-hmm. you know, we also provide air purifiers to the hospitals that have these high intensity ultraviolet light to disinfect the air,
right,
as well as high filtration. And the hospitals and the nursing homes have bought pretty much everything we had. And we're taking orders now for the schools to have them when they reopen.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking that, you know, for the folks that run restaurants and doctor's offices and bank branches and places where people will start to go once the stay-at-home orders are lifted and we start going back out into the world, I'm thinking that those places would probably like to have, should have, but again, this is my opinion, mm-hmm. not medical opinion, but mm-hmm. but people will feel better if there is, you know, these air purification units in those places. I'm thinking if I walked into a bank branch, I'd like to know that there's something in there cleaning out the air from the hundreds of people that have been in there before me today.
Sure, yeah.
And those machines, I mean, right now, you know, we're seeing 6-8 week lead times on those. So we're thinking that folks who want to get that stuff in their places of business should be thinking ahead. It's hard to, and I get it. But, you know, when these places start to reopen, we all of us as citizens are going to want to feel good about the places we're going into.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And these are the types of machines that are needed to do it. And it's not the residential cheap units with ozone or whatever that mm-hmm. we see on QVC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are medical grade products that have high intensity ultraviolet light that sterilizes viruses and bacteria and other infectious agents, and that's really what we're talking about.
That's what we're looking to get in. Okay, well, we'll look for that next wave, and I know you guys will be on the forefront
ahead.
Of that. You're going to be on the front edge of that, and we really appreciate it. Another reason why Rochester is the center of the universe. Well,
yeah,
I always said that, man.
Thanks for staying here,
truly
local.
Get
too.
A T-shirt on that.
I know, right?
Yeah, for being here for 60 years, that's pretty cool to stay in Rochester, stay local. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're quite proud of that, and we've made the Rochester Top 100 this year. So
absolutely.
To be an old business in an old industry that makes Top 100 to something we're really proud of.
That's fantastic. Hey, Chris, thanks for being on with us. Maybe we can check in some other time and keep us abreast of what's going on when it comes to that, because your business is critical to keep us safe. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's Chris Fox
Thank
from
RP
Fighter. Thanks.
Day.
You too, man. Stay safe. It's Bazan and Sandy on 99 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.